This is Pablo T-Flies, and the Average Network is pleased as punch to bring you another episode of the Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. In this episode, we again visit the ruler of the free world, Vice President Count Richard Cheney, in his Batcave deep beneath Washington, D.C. Let us listen in, shall we?
Well, dagnabbit, George, you look guilty as sin to me, by gobs.
Damn, Ashcroft, everybody looks guilty to you.
Most of them is. There's something. We hold them long enough, we'll find something to convict them on. You sure do shoot a lot of folks, though. I like shooting them. Teaches them to appreciate American freedom. Reminds me, we got to arrest some bird watchers out in Nevada tomorrow. I hope they try and fight.
What are you babbling about, Ashcroft?
Well, my security system's on the blink again. John's been shooting folks and stuff all the way over here.
Didn't hardly kill nobody but that last one.
I was buying a bag of popcorn from him.
He reached for something.
Butter, John. I told you, he was reaching for the butter.
Enough, the two of you. George, John needs to practice. Shooting people takes concentration.
Henry
and I have called you to show you something. Rumsfeld?
Yes, master.
Is everything ready, Rumsfeld?
Indeed. Come, everyone.
He set out little doilies and those disgusting little flowers of his. I tried to talk him out of it, but if he doesn't listen...
Hey, Henry.
Howdy, Henry.
Dr. Kissinger has asked you here to show you these.
What's them things?
They are, Iraqi weapons of mass destruction.
Huh. Ain't that something? Sort of looks like jars of peanut butter.
Well, you see, George,
jars of peanut butter, George. We had a little trouble with the real WMD.
What sort of trouble?
There don't appear to be any. At least not enough. And the country's positively swarming with press.
Every second person over there is a journalist.
So we have to have something real to give the press a glimpse of, or they'll find out what we're really up to.
I hate to tell you, Dick, some of them knows already.
Yes, that is a problem, but so far only the smart ones.
And nobody listens to them anyway.
Well, how come we ain't using some RDWP?
WMD, George. Look, we've got so many agencies overlooking our weapons stockpiles, we can't get any out of the country right at the moment.
You see, George? Liberals and their regulations.
So we sent peanut butter from our stockpiles.
Since we destroyed the school lunch programs, we've got lots of peanut butter and cheese left over. Like some?
No thanks, that was Reagan.
Nixon, too. He and Elvis used to eat peanut butter by the quart and get all bound up.
Uh-huh. So how are we going to get a couple of 100,000 gallons of peanut butter past Blixie Baby and El Barahudi?
You mean Hans Blix and Mohammed El Baradai?
Whatever.
George, you wonder why no one takes you very seriously.
No, I don't.
He's not joking, Henry. He really doesn't wonder. Nor does John. Rumsfeld, unleash our weapons, Inspector.
Yes, Master.
What in hell's that thing?
Well, not hell, exactly.
George, this is our new weapons inspector. His name is Todd Frumpkis. He's from Malibu. Say hello, Todd.
I like for sure, dude. Sup?
You all weapons inspector?
Sure, dude. I'm cool like frosted, man.
Wait a danged minute, son. What's in them jars?
Over there? Yo, like blue stuff, home.
Ain't neither blue. It's brown. He's colorblind?
Cool. Anybody want a party?
Ain't a gonna party with no tanned idolater, by gobs. But if he's as dumb as that, I'm all for him. How are we gonna get him past no real inspectors?
Anybody got any brewskis, man?
I have some Bloody Mary mix with real blood.
Whoa, dude. Don't worry, he really only exists as prepared statements and this dummy profile Jason Blair did for People magazine.
Oh, man, this kid never got through MIT. I'll bet he didn't even get through high school.
Almost. Wait, was that high school? Whoa, dude.
It's all right, George. Jerry Bremer's in on it. We have all the prepared statements ready. He'll find the WMDs in about 3 weeks.
And all the evidence will point to Saddam.
Laura Scudder's.
No, we're going to steam the labels off first.
Oh, okay.
Any questions?
Any rad waves around here?
Not really, no.
I don't care if you have questions. Does George or Ashcroft have any questions?
I hope she knows what you're doing, Henry.
Of course I do. I have plausible deniability, too.
I guess it's okay. Of course it is, dear boy. And think of it, when we invade Iran to, liberate it, you'll get to wear a Marine uniform.
Hey, them things is pretty neat.
We thought you'd like it.
Do I get to wear a sword?
If you have to. Rumsfeld, put Todd away for now.
Back you go, Todd.
Whoa, the Todd Monster's booking.
George, you and John go to the White House and pretend you haven't heard anything.
Haven't heard what?
And do try to work on your retention, dear boy.
Come on, George. There's a Bewitched episode on right soon, then Sanford and Son. Laura got me this new snack stuff, worm wiggles or some damn thing. Makes your tongue and lips turn green, sort of like hard jello.
Ah, Henry, I doubt we could have created a more perfect stooge.
We'll never know. Rumsfeld kept killing my experiments.
Sorry, Dr. K.
Well, he's a klutz. Speaking of klutzes, do you think George can handle it all?
Who cares? If he falls apart, he has a brother. And there are lots of young Bushes, not much brighter. Well, I have a side campaign I need to work on for a while.
Something you need me for?
I don't think so. We're trying to gear up Dan Quayle for another senator run. We have to find a state with low general IQs and no long-term memory, so it won't take us very long.
Well, I am feeling a bit hungry.
I don't care to know about it. Return me to my hatbox, please, Donald.
Perhaps I'll fly up to Baltimore, catch a ball game, possibly a, dare I say it, Bat Boy.
Good one, Master.
The Average Network has brought you another adventure of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. This episode featured Gunther von Flapdoodle as Dr. Henry, the late George MacReady as Count Cheney, the late Dwight Fry as Rumsfeld, the late Walter Brennan as Attorney General Ashcroft. George was portrayed by a poodle named Leander, and Todd Frumkus was portrayed by Lab Experiment Number 22 from Mr. Oligarch's 8th grade class at Gliebermeyer Middle School, Livermore, California. The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush are an Average Network production written and produced by Uncle Bob and the Average Network. This is Pablo T. Flies warning you to stay tuned.